This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Award-winning author Gregory MacDonald was born in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts in 1937. His father was a newsman with CBS Radio. MacDonald often told the story that he was educated while earning his way through Harvard by running an international yacht troubleshooting business. His clients were tycoons who bought yachts, but apparently couldn't sail them. So when they got stuck, lost, or otherwise in need of rescue, they sent for MacDonald, who was an accomplished sailor, to sail the boats home. After earning his degree from Harvard, he landed a job at the Boston Globe. It was the 1960s, and he was assigned to write about culture for the Sunday magazine. When he was hired, his boss told him to go have fun and write about it, and that's what he did. He went to Andy Warhol's factory, bar-hopped with Jack Kerouac, and interviewed Abby Hoffman, Jerry Rubin, and Joan Baez during very tumultuous political times. He even talked politics with John Wayne at a Texas barbecue. Legend has it that MacDonald was the first in the American major media to write openly of civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, and against the war in Vietnam. In 1974, MacDonald wrote a book that changed his life forever. The book was about a young, cocky, smart Southern California newspaper man turned beach bum who flouted authority wherever he found it. He was a slob, a cad, a deadbeat, and an opportunist. He was, in short, the perfect hero for the countercultural 70s, and the public ate him up. The character's name was Irwin Maurice Fletch, and the book was titled Fletch. He won an Edgar Award from the Mystery Writers of America for his book, then left his job at the Globe and became a full-time novelist. He went on to write 9 more Fletch novels, which sold tens of millions of copies, and oversaw the production of 2 Fletch movies starring Chevy Chase. In all, MacDonald wrote 26 books, but not all were in the comic mystery genre. His book titled The Brave, about a young man who takes part in a snuff film to help his destitute family, was considered a revolting work by some, a great love story by others, a philosophical, sociological, theological, political monument by many, and shocking by all. One reviewer said, "Once read, this book can never be forgotten." The Brave was made into a film starring Johnny Depp in 1997. In the mid-1980s, MacDonald moved to Tennessee and bought a farm in Pulaski, the birthplace of the Ku Klux Klan. He became involved in local politics, mostly anti-Klan work, but he never stopped writing. Sadly, in 2008, at the age of 71, MacDonald passed away from prostate cancer. A year later, a collection of his writings from the Boston Globe titled Souvenirs of a Blown World, Sketches from the 60s, Writings About America was issued. In Gregory MacDonald's own words, writing is not a profession, occupation, or job. It is not a way of life. It is a comprehensive response to life.
Support for the Authors Page comes from Friends of the Knox County Public Library. Membership in Friends supports efforts to advocate, educate, and raise funds on behalf of the library and its staff. More information at knoxfriends.org.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org. or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.